Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Dear gracious God, despite what is going on in our world today, you still have all power in your hands, God. God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength, God. And we just thank you for allowing us to gather here today, God, to worship and magnify your holy name. Be with us, God. Be with the church, God, and be with the leaders, God. Lead, guide, and keep us. In your mighty and precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen. First, give an honor to God, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It is truly an honor to stand before you today, and I just want to say a special thanks to Dr. Benson for allowing me this wonderful opportunity. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 104. Psalm 104, starting at verse 33. And the scripture says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. This particular psalm not only describes the different wonders and the power of God, but throughout this passage, the author constantly gives praises unto God. Although it sounds like good news, right? To constantly sing and give praises to God, although we should sing praises to the Lord as long as we live, what do we do when we've lost our voice? And I want to speak briefly from that subject. What do we do when we've lost our voice? When I talk about losing your voice, I am talking about how certain things in life can affect your praise to God. It can cause you to become spiritually silent. Losing your voice is when life gets so hard that you are sometimes too weak to pray for yourself. It is when some situations and struggles are just too hurtful and painful, and it is nearly impossible to cry out to God at that very moment. It is when hopelessness and sadness and sorrow and life's trials and tribulations have become too great, and it is hard to joyfully sing praises unto God. What do we do when we've lost our voice? Sometimes in life, it can seem like everything is going wrong all at the same time. Responsibilities and obligations can start to pile up so high to the point where we've become so overwhelmed and stressed out, and it's hard to figure out which way is up or down. And because of all this stress, our prayer time, our daily devotion, our dedication to studying the Word of God has suffered and gone down. Sometimes in life, it can seem like bad things are happening one after another, after another, after another, and it is nonstop. And when life can start to become negative and as if bad things are happening all around us, that can at times get in the way of our praise and our relationship with God and cause us to lose our spiritual voice. What do we do when our voice is gone? What do we do when we are too spiritually weak to depend and have faith in God? What do we do when life's obstacles get harder and harder and harder and they silence us? When we sometimes feel like our back is against the wall, what do we do when we've lost our voice? Whenever you find yourself in a situation where you have lost your voice, the first thing you need to do is be still. When most professional singers lose their voice, the doctor, in other words, be still. Sit down. Take a break. The same rule applies to us, and it says it in the Word of God. In Psalm 46, the Bible tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." This verse commands us to do two things. First and foremost, to be still. And secondly, to know. Too often when we experience so much stress and frustration and negativity is going on in our lives, we get so distracted and caught up in the emotional roller coaster, which is why we have to learn to just be still. It is important that we be still so that we are in position to hear a word and instruction from God. We have to be still so that we can move out of the way and allow God to do the work. If we want God to do the work and fix our lives and to bring order and peace to our lives, we have to move out of the way and be still. I like the fact that not only are we commanded to be still, we also have to know who God really is. That means we have to fully trust and know that God is the one who really has all power. God is the one who is really in control, and it has the power to change things around. God has the power to do what we think is impossible. When we want to regain our voice in order to fully, joyfully, and proudly sing praises to God and worship Him, we have to be still. Secondly, if we want to regain our voice, not only do we have to be still, but we also have to stay away from harmful environments. Whenever you find yourself wavering in your faith or on the verge of breaking down or stuck in a valley and you feel like there is no way out, stay away from harmful environments. What do I mean by that? Stay away from negative, miserable people. Stay away from them. People who find every single bad thing in every single situation and never have anything good to say. The same people, if you say, "Oh, the weather is nice, the sun is shining," well, you know, there is a cloud. The same people who say, "Well, you know, we had great visitors today, you know, God is so good." Well, you know, we had more last week. I know those people aren't here. I'm talking about the ones out there. Stay away. If you are already feeling down, it won't do you any good to hang around negative, miserable, pessimistic people, because unfortunately they will do nothing but bask in your pain and will even encourage you to stay emotionally and spiritually as low as you can be. They don't want you to have a voice. They don't want you to have a breakthrough and give God the glory. They don't want to see you blessed or delivered from that painful situation. Therefore, surround yourself with uplifting people who will intercede on your behalf and lift you up in prayer. Surround yourself with positive, encouraging people who will help to pour hope and faith in Christ back into your life. Surround yourself with people who will remind you that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And those same people will encourage you to never give up, but to stay the course. Lastly, in order to regain your voice, it's important that you comfort it. When you lose your voice, it is recommended that you comfort your voice with some tea and honey. But in this case, when you have lost your spiritual voice, when it seems like the devil has come into your life and tried to weaken your spirit and silence you in every kind of way, find comfort in the Holy Spirit during your time of need. In the Gospel of John, it says, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." This is the Holy Spirit. The advocate is the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him because he abides within you and will be in you forever. Although it is hard to see the light in the time of darkness, the good news, saints, is that you are not by yourself. The Holy Spirit is right there within you in order to give you comfort and peace when it feels like you are in the midst of a storm. Just like tea and honey coat your throat, trust and depend on the Holy Spirit to coat your spirit and your mind with love and validation and hope. If you be still and you allow the Holy Spirit to do the work, if you stay away from negative and harmful people and situations, and if you depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to comfort you, you will soon be able to shake loose the very thing that had a hold on you. You will be able to praise God the way you want to, and you will be able to hint your voice back. With your voice, you will not only be able to share your testimony with others, but you will also be able to do as the scripture says, which is to sing to the Lord as long as you live. You will be able to sing boldly and joyfully to the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings, an old familiar hymn. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it is the Spirit of the Lord. Don't ever get to the point again where someone or some situation has made you lose your voice. Keep singing. Let the people of the church say amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Now to our communion time, if you will find your hymn book. You've heard the word preached here this morning with the message that you have a voice. If you feel you have lost your voice, and you ask God to remind you of the grace that you have to be able to speak for Him, and to know that our voices united are strong. And so let us go as the church scattered now, reminded always that God goes with us, before us, and after us, working His Holy Spirit for His kingdom's good. Go now in God's peace.